for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump made a surprise announcement last week saying he would try to save Chinese jobs by asking the Commerce Department to soften penalties on Chinese telecom company ZTE. U.S. companies are prohibited from selling parts to ZTE for 7 years after the company was caught violating sanctions on Iran and North Korea. Larry Kudlow, director of the White House Economic Council, appearing on ABC's This Week, defended the president's move.
I think President Trump is doing this because there's some very good feeling between him and China. Do not expect ZTE to get off scot-free. Ain't going to happen.
Also on ABC's This Week, Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz, a vocal critic of the special counsel to investigate the Trump's campaign ties to Russia, said there could have been a better solution to investigate the election.
Well, I think it was a mistake to appoint a special counsel. They should have appointed a nonpartisan, independent commission like 9/11.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
On ABC's This Week, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said guns are part of our reality, saying the solution to school shootings is not gun control. Patrick also told ABC's George Stephanopoulos that teachers need to be armed.
We need armed teachers who are trained to help repel the killers that come onto our campuses.
Also on ABC's This Week, Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter was killed in a school shooting in Parkland, Florida, took exception to Patrick's comments.
I'm here this weekend at what was supposed to be my daughter's dance recital, where they're honoring my daughter's memory instead of having my daughter dance. And for that man to make those moronic comments, unacceptable.
The volcano that's oozing, spewing, and exploding on Hawaii's Big Island has gotten more hazardous in recent days, with rivers of molten rock now flowing into the ocean. One man standing on a third-floor balcony had his leg shattered from his shin to his foot when he was struck by lava. To date, at least 23 fissures have formed along a northeast-southwest line in the rift zone, most in the Liliana Estates and Manapuna Gardens neighborhoods. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel describes the vote in the UN Human Rights Council for an investigation into last week's conflict with Palestinians as irrelevant. John Clemens reports.
Israeli officials remain adamant that they will continue to defend their nation from rioting Palestinians like those who tried to storm the Gaza border, claiming 60 lives. U.S. Representative Theodore Legre said the vote to investigate was all part of the UN's bias against Israel.
We want nothing more than a peace that offers a brighter future to both Israel and Palestinians. The continued anti-Israeli violence bias of this council does nothing to promote that future.
America's best-known coffee chain says you're now welcome to visit and even use their restrooms, even if you don't make a purchase, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Starbucks issuing the policy change on Saturday after it received a public backlash when two black men were arrested at one of its Philadelphia stores after they did not immediately buy something and told workers they were there waiting for someone to meet them. The April 12th arrest sparking a firestorm over racial profiling. Starbucks telling workers in the memo issued Saturday to consider anyone who walks into the stores as a customer, regardless of whether they make a purchase. Some paying customers outside some Starbucks after the policy change was announced on Saturday told reporters they don't think it's such a good idea and could discourage them from patronizing Starbucks in the future.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.